I had a rather strange start to my life. I was actually born in the Royal Women's Hospital in Melbourne, and at 2 weeks old, my parents, for whatever reason, decided that I wasn't to go home with them. So I was put in the Methodist Babies Home in Brighton, and for the first 6 years of my life, I lived in homes and orphanages and what have you. And then when I was six, I came here to Bendigo, and a lady called Elsie Larter and John Larter took me, and I became their daughter. That was the start of my life.
And sport, has that always been a big part of your life?
Well, I was pronounced blind as a child, as a baby, and therefore not allowed to be adopted. And of course, as I just mentioned, I was eventually. So when I went to school, in those days you didn't get the help that you get nowadays, and I just went up the back of the class. And unfortunately, even though I felt I had a good scholastic brain, I wasn't getting the benefits of the beginnings of things. So I found schoolwork very hard, and teachers were very tough on you in those days. And when I got to about nine, I suddenly realised I was very good at sport. So I thought, right, if I can't be scholastically good, I'm going to be sporting good. So from then on, I became quite good at sport. And then when I was about 19, after going through athletics, netball, all that kind of thing, representing my city, I decided that I wasn't getting to the stage that I wanted to be. I wanted to be a champion, but I wasn't big enough, strong enough. So I thought, well, righto, what I can't do myself, I'm going to teach others to do. So that's when I started to teach swimming and netball, and I ended up coaching many Australian people, including my own two girls, in netball. And Rodney, we taught him to swim, and he was an Australian swimmer, and we just went from there. And then I had 56 years of teaching, and I think I've taught thousands of kids, including my husband, who also has two life memberships in netball and swimming. So it's been a bit of a family affair.
That's remarkable, and you certainly haven't let being legally blind hamper what you wanted to do then.
A lot of cruel things happen over the year because I have a rather unusual sight thing. It's the retinas of my eyes just simply never formed when I was born, and I can see things you wouldn't think I could see, and I can't see things. And it was very cruel at school, and children I suppose they still can, but it can be very, very cruel. I can remember a little funny incident. You'll like this. I can remember I was in sixth grade at primary school, and in those days they used to have horse troughs outside the hotels. And I can remember this boy that used to live across the road from me, and he walked up and he said, you know, he said, your mother's not your real mother. So I grabbed him by the back of the neck and shoved his head in the horse trough. That's just something you get through. And as I said, I played netball. I was probably about 34, but I just kept coaching, and then I helped start the Golden City Netball Association. I was one of the very beginners with that, and I started the Falcons Netball Club and had 30 years there. And every Christmas for the last just on 20 years, I find a child or a family somewhere that needs help, that's perhaps not being helped by other organisations. I thought, we'll get all my ladies together, and we've worked hard for those years, and we've had a different family every year for 20 years, and we give them just a tremendous time. And the last 2 years has been two families from the farming community who are, as you would know, really, really struggling. And we've sent them home with tears in their eyes and their cars full of goodies and bicycles and all kinds of things. So that's more or less what I love doing. And just because I'm 75 doesn't mean that it's the end of the road. It's only the beginning of the next phase.
What does Australia Day mean to you? Does it have a special significance to you?
Well, yes, it does. And I'm not saying this because I've got an Australia Day award. I also have the British Empire Medal, which I got 30 years ago. And I was so very proud because that was given to me because of sport. Australia is just one of the most beautiful countries. Now, I've been to Europe and it's lovely, But I've travelled outback Australia, and I don't just mean the cities, I mean true outback Australia in the 80s when it was rough and we only had a little van with little saucer wheels. And oh, I can tell you, we went out there with a couple called Jeanette and Vin Flynn, and they were three of the best trips I've ever had in my life. And when you see our beautiful country, oh, Australia, oh, it's magic. It's magic. And actually, it's the outback there that makes me proud of Australia Day. And no one is more proud of me than being an Australian and a Bendigonian.